sports articles when we can do the work for you. Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
My name is Joe Biden. I'll be Vice President of the United States for 48 more hours.
Vice President Joe Biden making his final major speech as VP at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
Then I can start to say what I think. As if I haven't the last 44 years.
In his remarks, Biden calling on the U.S. and Europe to lead the fight for democracy and saying Russia is trying to collapse the liberal international order. Biden warning Moscow will try to influence elections in Europe, as he says it did in the United States. He did receive a standing ovation as he took the stage at that packed session. The FBI says the man suspected of killing five people at a Florida airport claimed he carried out that attack on January 6th for ISIS. The admission was revealed by an FBI agent who testified at Esteban Santiago's bond hearing yesterday. It's not the first of its kind, but there aren't that many, and if you're fond of felines, this might be the perfect destination for you. Here's Mark Mayfield.
A new cat cafe is coming to the heart of California wine country. Ellis Cat House and Catnip Bar will be opening in downtown Napa at the end of the month. Humans can sign up for playtime to mingle and cuddle with rescued kitties and even adopt them in a cafe-like setting. Although tea and coffee will not be served, feline-centric treats and catnip will be available.
Again, that's correspondent Mark Mayfield. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He did resist arrest.
But Orlando, Florida Police Chief John Mina says they got their man in the case of the death of a police sergeant last week. He says 41-year-old Markeith Lloyd was arrested but was ready for a fight.
When Lloyd came out the front door, he was wearing body armor and he had two handguns. One of those handguns carries a 100-round drum.
Lloyd is accused of shooting and killing Orlando Sergeant Deborah Clayton in a Walmart parking lot last week. He's suspected also of killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend in December. Meanwhile, a man who shot and killed a North Texas police officer yesterday is dead. That's the word from Little Elm Police Chief Rodney Harrison, saying the man's body was found in a home where he had barricaded himself after shooting and killing the cop. 41st President George H.W. Bush hospitalized since Saturday, we've learned, for shortness of breath. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. This is Raising Conscious Kids. Sorry for the delay. It's already 11:08 in the morning on January 18th. I hope you're having a nice morning. I'm excited about our guest today in studio here. I'm filling in for Kim Pramatic. Let me give you an update on the weather real quick. It's today a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 48. Cloudy with a low around 30 tonight. North wind about 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 51 and then partly cloudy with a low around 28 on Thursday night. Chance of rain after 1 p.m. on Friday. Partly sunny with a high near 47. And then Friday night, chance of rain again before 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 36. Mostly cloudy again all day Saturday with a high of 52, and then mostly cloudy with a low around 36 on Saturday night. Sunday, chance of rain again, mostly cloudy with a high of 47, and then that continues cloudy with the chance of rain low around 38 on Sunday night, and then rain likely cloudy with a high of 51 and a low of 42 on Monday. So we're all excited around here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce because we're getting ready to move into the new building on Main Street in Flemington. It's a historical building. It's absolutely gorgeous, and our studio for the radio is going to be just so much fun over there. And if you happen to be in Flemington and you're a member of the chamber, I know they're really excited to have you come in and see it. So that's what's going on. So it's 11:10, and I'm going to do a quick break real quick, and then we're going to start my conversation. I'm having a guest in studio today. Her name is Valentina Jotovic, and she has actually just won several awards. We're going to talk about that, and then also talk about the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, which is located two different places in Hunterdon County, and she's going to talk about raising conscious kids and how what they do applies to that. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Raising Conscious Kids. I'm Jeannie Murphy, filling in for Kim Pramatic. Again, it's about 11:11 on January 18th. Hope you're enjoying the new year. Again, my guest in studio today is Valentina Jotovic, and I just want to welcome you to the show today. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
just a little bit of a recap. Last week, Valentina was on Talented People, and as I was listening to what she's up to and the awards that she's gotten, which we're going to talk about, I was like, oh my goodness, we have to have her on Raising Conscious Kids, because what she does is so important for the development of kids, even of all ages. So again, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and the awards that you've recently gotten, and then we're going to talk about what you do.
Sure. I am the owner, co-owner, and CEO of Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. We have two locations in Flemington and Lebanon, New Jersey. Our school pretty much offers after-school activities in the performing arts. So we offer music and acting classes and lessons for all ages and skill levels. You know, we talked about it last week. We start as early, and we actually have quite a few adults in the program as well. So most of our students are ages, I would say, 7 through 15, 16. That's the majority of our students. And between our two locations, we have about almost 700 students in the county. So
that really is incredible. I mean, it really is.
You. Yes. It shows that arts, performing arts, are appreciated in Huntington County, that people here understand the value of arts education, and we are here to provide that outlet in addition to what public schools are able to offer. So, you know, we're excited that so many people believe in what we do, that they understand our philosophy and our mission and vision, and I guess that's why we're here. Why I'm here today to talk to you about that.
It's so great, and I love the fact that, you know, some people don't even realize that this is available right here in Hunterdon County, and so you're next to the Goddard School in the Flemington location, right? What's the address for Lebanon?
Yes. In Flemington, we share the building with the Goddard School, so we're on the second floor at 4 Minneconing Road. In Lebanon, we are part of Oasis Commons, that used to be the grist mill, and we are that the official address is 148 Main Street in Lebanon.
Okay.
You know, they're cute locations, and we invite people all the time to stop by and take a look and take a tour and see what we're all about.
We're going to get right back into that again in a second. It's already time for our first break here on Raising Conscious Kids. It's 11:14 in the morning. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to talk to Valentina about some of the awards, get to know her a little bit better, because she's really doing so much and been so respected in the last year by these accomplishments. So stay with us. We'll be really quick on our break here and then back to Raising Conscious.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
All right, welcome back to Raising Conscious Kids. I'm so excited about our guest today. Like I said, last week we had her on Talented People because she is the Entrepreneur of the Year 2016 by the Chamber of Commerce here at Hunterdon County, which I have to tell you, that is the most incredible accomplishment because as an entrepreneur is, there's so many different things that an entrepreneur has to do. They have to consider the business, demographics, stay with what they know they do best. They have to develop business, market, brand, employ, handle all the community. There's so many parts to it. And again, Valentina Jotovic here from the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts was named the Entrepreneur of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce. And then she also got two more awards this past year from Hunterdon Happenings, which is a really cool thing as well. I love the way that they announce by votes, you know, the winners in certain categories. So she was named one of the top 10 mover and shakers by Hunterdon Happenings for 2016 and also for the best music education classes and so on from the Hunterdon Happenings. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jeannie.
It's so fun to see someone, you know, making such a difference, earning these respected awards. Again, if you're out there listening, you know, she is the CEO and founder of Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, which you have 700 kids. You were telling us about the program. How does it feel to be recognized so much by the community?
It's surreal. It's actually really amazing. It's, you know, I was telling you during the commercial break, I don't like to talk about my awards, but it is important. I really appreciate them very much. And it's, you know, my husband and I have been running this school for about 10 years now. Hunter Academy of the Arts has been around for 35 years, but it's been my baby for the last 10 years. So, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have to put so much effort into figuring out how to run a business, how to make it meaningful, how to actually explain to the community why they should be part of our little artistic community. So there are many, many elements that have to come together, and to finally be recognized for all the hard work is, of course, incredible, and I've very much appreciated, and, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm just glad.
Well, I think it's cool because, you know, when someone out there is thinking about you as the CEO and the founder of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, we immediately think of the arts, which are so important, which is why you're here today to talk about that, Raising Conscious Kids. Yeah. But when you actually think of your being the recipient of these business awards too, I just think it's great to call out because it goes back to there's so many choices, so many awesome, awesome businesses around the area in Hunterdon County. And it's just, you know, when someone's recognized for that, they are standing out. And you know, you just can't express how much that means and should be recognized to everybody out there listening, because again, there's so many things that you have to consider as running an operation, a business, especially one of the arts. So tell us more about yourself and some of the things that you've done along the way to get you to where you are today.
Oh, absolutely. Quick story. I was born in Serbia in Europe, and that's where I was raised. That's where I completed my undergraduate degree in music performance. I lived in Budapest, Hungary also for a year, where I studied also with some of the best instructors there. I then moved to the United States through an exchange program, and then I received my master's degree at Rutgers University, Mason Gross School of the Arts. I taught along the way, many, many kids, different programs. I got certified in early childhood music education. I then took over this amazing music school that was called Cooper Music Studio at the time, and it was focusing mainly on early childhood music education. Most students were between ages 1 and 6 or 7. And then I expanded that program to include many different teenage, you know, ensembles and rock bands and private lessons. We've really grown over the years, and we originally started with just one 3,000 square foot unit in our building above the Goddard School, and now we occupy about 8,000 square feet. So we have really grown, of course, second, third location, and so forth. So it's been a long journey of really balancing our educational part of the job, really making sure that we never forget that we teach children, that we need to make sure they get the best possible education from us. I always tell my teachers, don't forget, you're not teaching guitar or drums. You're teaching the child how to play drums or guitar. So that's something that I remind myself every day, and I remind my teachers. And the other part of the job is really just making sure that the marketing is in place, that our sales department works properly, that all our systems are running smoothly so that when that child comes in, there's nothing disturbing that experience, or as much as we can control all of these factors. So that's basically my journey. I had to read many, many, many books along the way, anything from management through new trends in marketing, new trends in education, new trends in how to work with employees that we had 10 years ago are very different than the employees we hire today. So it's just a constantly evolving program, a constantly evolving business. And I'm lucky that I love learning. People I work with love learning. So it's easy to help raise conscious kids and kids who love learning and developing who they are as individuals. So I think it's just, I guess it's luck and hard work combined to come up with this program that, you know, helps children grow and flourish, and we enjoy what we do every day. So it's,
and we can't beat that.
Perfect marriage.
Let's talk about it, because it was so interesting last week when you were talking about, like, as an example, let's start with the music side, because mm-hmm. there's the acting side and the music side.
Sure.
And you were talking about babies as young as 6 months
mm-hmm.
can start into your program, like
yes.
half an hour a week, I think you said, or so,
yes.
just not a lot. But
yes.
tell us about, okay, what exactly are you doing with those babies for a half an hour, and how does that figure into their development? And then tell us about from that age up until whatever, you know, age now, you're pretty much raising the conscious kids. Tell us about that early development.
Sure. So we offer a program called Music Garden. That's a curriculum that was written by one of the most prominent early childhood educators in the country. Her name is Lorna Heige. And she meticulously studied music education and childhood development. She based it on the Gordon Method, which is another story, and on Montessori school approaches. So basically what happens in our baby classroom is that you can imagine 7 or 8 new moms coming in with their strollers and baby carriers, and they bring in their infants from a cold day, from their cars, into this very warm and nurturing classroom. The classroom basically does not have any furniture because it needs to be safe. And the students, when as they get older and start walking, they need to be able to move around freely. We have a teacher who runs this program. Her name is Mrs. E. She's famous in Hunterdon County. Most
really?
Kids have studied with her. She's incredibly warm and nurturing, and she follows this curriculum with an open mind. So it's very important to have a teacher who understands children, who sees the best in them, who can relate to them, and who can also relate to new parents. So it's a supportive group of moms who sit in a circle with their babies in their laps, and they sing, they move,
How
they
cute.
Dance, they
wow.
use shakers and scarves and sticks that are developed for that age group, so that as the babies grow, they can actually use these instruments. They are very, very simple, but they're what they can handle at that age. Many people ask us, what can a baby learn? Well, most of us know by now that you can hear the sounds while you're still in the womb. So it's very important that once you're out, you definitely can hear the sounds and you can make sounds and you can participate and observe. So we try to teach the parents what to do while they're at home. So, yes, it's a half an hour class a week, and it's singing and dancing and interacting with your child and with other moms in the group and, of course, with your teacher. But then it's also about taking that knowledge home, listening to your CD, doing all these activities while you're taking a bath, while you're bathing your baby, while you're feeding them. Music is amazing. It can really help develop your child's brain. It can actually, many of our babies sing before they talk.
Oh, we have, really?
Yes, we teach them certain rhythmic and tonal patterns in the class. And we get videos from our moms who send us a video of their child singing these patterns before talking.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's so pretty cool. Powerful. Yes.
That is so awesome. I could just picture it. So then I would bet that once a mom comes to one, they come every single week, and then they have other children that they start to bring in. And so say this little baby goes through the half-hour program. Where do they go from there? How does a child develop from there? I think this is just awesome. I can just picture it, and I'm like, I can just imagine how cute that must be.
Thank you. They are once they are about 15 months old, they move on to our toddler class. And that class is also half an hour, but it is fast-paced because at that point they have to move a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more movement in the classroom. The instruments are a little more elaborate. They're still simple, but as they grow, as our students grow, each level gets a little more information about music literacy. So the patterns get a little more complicated, the patterns that they are asked to sing back or clap back or just recognize. As they go through that toddler program, they are also involved in storytelling, and there's we try to connect what they see outside of our school with what happens in there. So the next level after the toddler program is called Cycle of Seasons. This is where we let the imagination of the children really grow. So why is that important for music education? Because this curriculum follows the best way to teach a child. So let's say that someday you want to play the violin. How do you learn ahead of time how to tune that violin, how to listen to that sound? Well, we help you by playing some sounds from nature. So if you can repeat the sound of a bird, if you can try to match the pitch of that sound, or any other animal, or anything you hear around you, you're already developing that, what we call ear training.
Wow.
So someday when you hear a song on YouTube or on Facebook or anywhere on TV, you can actually match that pitch and sing it better. And I mentioned this last week to you.
I know. I've been talking about it all week long.
I mentioned that most people say I'm tone deaf, I can't be trained. It's actually not true. It's scientifically proven that only about 6%, 7% of the population is tone deaf and cannot be trained. Everybody else can learn how to sing or play an instrument.
And I love the way you said that it's kind of learning what notes you can sing and finding songs that hit those notes. I mean, I really have been walking around talking about this. I'm like, I had such a good time with you last week on the radio and just learning about it because I just hadn't thought about it. That's why I had to have you back on this show because of the application and 700 kids. I mean, you're impacting their life. To me, when I'm listening to you, I wish I could go back in time because my kids are already older and just be like, I would want them to have this advantage, really. And, you know, I guess when it's never too late to learn, even as you said, right? But at the earlier, the better, right?
Yes, of course. And, you know, it's important to start when you can. Mm-hmm. You know, there are many musicians, famous musicians. Pavarotti started singing later in life. He wasn't a little
really?
Boy when he started
training.
I did
training. Not know
yeah.
that.
So there are many people who wake up later in life and say, you know, this is what I want to do. So if you are determined, if you're hardworking, yes, it can happen. Ideally, you want to start early because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a child, you can hear the sounds and your brain is just like a sponge. You can just absorb everything. So, for example, many people ask me how long I've been in this country, and I've only been here for 15, 16 years, but my accent is not as heavy as it should be. So really the only thing that made a difference in my education was music. I was taught and I was learning throughout my life to listen to sounds very carefully, including accents, including different languages, and anything around me. So my husband is German. He also does not have a very heavy accent. Many musicians we work with don't have heavy accents. So that is something that we contribute to our music education. So if you you're raising a child in a bilingual environment and you want them to be able to speak both languages equally and clearly, you may want to enroll them in music lessons or music, you know, singing classes, because they will develop that ability.
What about, can you tell everybody a little bit about your husband? Because I know he's accomplished as well.
Absolutely. My husband is an incredibly supportive individual who has a full-time job at Rutgers University. He is originally from Germany. He went to numerous schools and programs. He actually has two doctorates in music, one in musicology and one in church organ.
Wow.
So he is very musical, very, very smart. And, you know, he is, as I mentioned last week, my sounding board, you know, when I need to do something for our business and I can't talk to anybody else, he's there too.
But I will tell you that she did say last week that she likes to hire people who are smarter than her. I love that you said that too. Because that's really cool for the environment of, you know, to have the respect for your employees like that. It goes back to probably why you won all these awards last year. But yeah, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt about your husband.
Yes, no, that's about my husband. And, you know, we have, as I mentioned last week, a great team of people. And, you know, many people, there are others out there, I'm sure, who hire talented employees. I make an effort to get to know my employees and know their talents and passions. And I think it's much easier to do your job when you have a team of people with ideas and when you work in an environment where we can brainstorm about things and come up with the best possible solution. It doesn't all have to be my job.
Well, right. And also to be welcoming to ideas as the boss, you know, where that they're not afraid to say what they think, because, you know, they'll be kicked out. You've got to be welcoming. I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned that before, and I want to also speak about your acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
You said that hiring people is so much different than 10 years ago. What did you mean by that? Like, what is it like to be in that marketplace, really? Because they are totally different mindsets.
Of course. Well, it's related to what we were talking about. I intuitively started asking my new employees to tell me what they're passionate about, because my school is about figuring out what our students are passionate about. If you as a teacher don't have the ability to recognize that in your student, if I don't nurture that in you as a teacher, as my employee, then the whole machine doesn't work properly. So it has to be all around. If I allow my employees to be creative and open-minded, they will allow their students to be creative and open-minded and to accept them for who they are. So how is today different than 10 years ago? I noticed that our new employees are much more open to new ideas, to experimenting,
really?
To figuring out what works for their students. In the past, we had many, many capable instructors and capable administrators, but I feel that 10 years ago, it was harder to think out of the box. it was, there's a lot of tried and true methods. This works. This is how I teach. And, you know, many of our seasoned instructors come in and say, this is how I've been teaching for 30 years. And then I say to them, that's wonderful. Let's take that and make it new.
Right.
Because you are teaching a new generation of children who are connected to technology, who talk, you know, it's very comfortable for them to speak to a screen or to an iPad, which may not have been the case 30 or 20 or even 10 years ago.
Right.
So it's very open. And those teachers who have the experience and an open mind to allow their students to flourish and to teach them something.
That's really interesting.
Are the best ones,
wow.
Really. So that's I would say, the most important thing, open mind and ability to see your students' full talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just interesting because, I mean, what you're saying makes so much sense. It's so important and it's so profound because, seriously, kids are totally different than what my kids are totally different than the babies out there now,
of course.
The way that they learn and what toys and games they have and whatever electronic devices, you know, I mean, you have to be able to keep up with the trends that way, but still be able to teach them. And so much of music I know is, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's, you know, the education of music, like in everything you have, you know, it's taught after, you know, centuries. And
yeah.
So now you have to find a way to get to these new ways of thinking, and you have to have educators that are able to do that.
Well,
it's really cool.
Of course, because, you know, children are so quick, as I mentioned earlier. Their brain is like a sponge. So it's very important to tap into their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are, you know, jobs that they will be doing 10 or 20 years from now don't exist yet. So if we don't develop that flexibility and creativity right now, they won't be able to adapt to the work environment that's coming up. So on the other hand, we want to know how they think, and we want to know what their idea of music making is. So for our teachers, it's very important that they ask the question. Right, that they ask, okay, so what is important to you? What are you hearing? What do you think should be done? How do you play this instrument? Or any type of feedback. It's really just a relationship that has to be balanced. The old way of teaching is this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So just follow the instructions.
Right.
That's a little bit boring.
Yeah.
I'm
like completely ADD when it came to anything to do with classroom. So I can't believe I'm like a new person. I'm like totally into listening and learning here. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, it's
fascinating boring.
And it's exciting. And if you think about your teachers in the past, you probably remember the ones who gave you an opportunity to say something.
Right.
Or to provide feedback or to really challenge yourself to provide an answer.
Absolutely.
It's a different kind of learning that happens when you're asked for a solution, when you're asked to provide an idea rather than just listen and apply.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe in that. My teachers believe in that. And that's, I think, why we have 700 students.
I guess so. Just so everybody out there knows, this is Raising Conscious Kids. It's actually 11:40 in the morning on the 18th of January. I'm Jeannie Murphy, filling in for the host, Kim Pramatic, of this show. And our guest, if you've been listening along, her name is Valentina Jotovic, and she is the CEO and founder of the 100 Academy of the Arts. She recently won 3 different awards, which I will continue to let everyone know about because they're so important. By the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, she was named the 2016 Entrepreneur of the Year, and then 2 awards from 100 Happenings, which is a voted in award system as well. She was named one of the top 10 movers and shakers, and she was also given the Best Music Education Award by 100 Happenings. So that's really important stuff. We have about 4 minutes before our next commercial. I want to talk a little bit. We're going to, after the break, we'll talk about the acting. We'll be able to have the last 10 minutes or so. Tell us about a success story of one of your students in the music program.
Yeah, we just talked about him last week. Kevin Zhang is our 9-year-old student. His sister Selena is 11. Selena played at Carnegie Hall twice. Kevin is about to play in February because he's a recipient of multiple awards through the Royal Conservatory Music Development Program based out of Canada. So that's an award. That's an official award. But I think we have many successful students in the county who win lead roles in their school musicals. Many of them go to regional orchestra and band competitions. They perform in the county. Many of them go on to be music majors. So it's hard to even mention somebody individually because we have
There's so many different
success stories. And as I mentioned to you last week, it's not all about the awards. It's about them loving what they do. It's about music giving them a voice, literally and figuratively speaking. So it's really just...
I love when you told us last week a little bit more about like the different programs you had. You had something that had to do with rock bands, like the and how often do your students who are older, like, you know, in whatever groups, how often do they come over there? Once a week or how often?
Well, if you are in our music lesson program, and that's most of our students ages 7 through 18 are in a private lesson program, many of them come in multiple times a week. Mm-hmm. So lessons are once a week, and they could be 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes. And then we have choirs for grades 2 through 6. That's our Show Kids Choir. We have a choir for grades 7 through 12. That's our True Voice Project. We have a Rock Plus Band. That's a program that meets on Saturday afternoons. So students who are in these ensembles are... Most of them are also in our private lesson program. So the choirs and the rock bands would be the additional classes they come in to attend. And same thing with our acting classes. Many of our students in the group acting program also take private voice lessons or private guitar lessons or private acting lessons. So quite a few people in our program come in multiple times a week. But if we also have students who just come in once, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's good enough until they have more time because our students are so busy doing so many different things, and we do want them to be well-rounded, so we don't want to say, quit basketball and just come in here every day. So we understand there are multiple things.
Real quick, before the break, how does someone go about, like, getting in touch with you, or how do they sign up if they have a child that wants to, you know, participate, or they want their child baby to come into your baby program?
Sure. They can give us a call. Our number is on our website, HunterdonAcademyOfTheArts.com. If they want to dial right now, it's 908-782-4943. Many people just stop by and talk to our front desk staff and ask questions. We are also often part of community events. So we were at the Crafts Fair in September. We were part of the Hunterdon Expo through the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So we try to be visible in the community. We are... We were part of the holiday parade in Flemington, and we crashed the
parade. I love that. I can just picture how much fun those kids must have had at the rock band, right? They crashed the parade.
Absolutely. That's
so cute.
That was wonderful. So, but the easiest way, you can even, if you're looking at our website around midnight, you can submit an inquiry, and you can say, I'm interested in finding out more about your programs, and we will call you back the next day.
Nice. All right. Well, this is Raising Conscious Kids. It's 11:45 on January 18th, and our guest in studio today is Valentina Jotovic. I'm filling in for Kim Pramatic, our awesome host, who, you know, brought this awesome show to all of you out there. It goes around the world, I guess. She's really good at making sure everybody knows what it's about when it goes to Raising Conscious Kids. So Valentina is the founder and CEO of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, and we're learning so much about how much that means to early development. So stay with us. Quick break, and then we'll be talking about acting. And then we'll be at the end of the show already. So I hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back here, Raising Conscious Kids, and we're talking to Valentina Jotovic, who's the founder and president and CEO of Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. So we only have like 7-10 minutes at the most left, and I wanted everyone to learn a little bit about your acting program as well. So tell us about that.
Sure. Well, we have an early childhood acting program. It's called Acting Garden. That's for ages 1 to 6, and they meet on Saturday mornings. It's a little bit different than our music garden program because it focuses mainly on exploring your emotions. It's basically developing your emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. It is about storytelling. It is about building confidence. It's about, again, allowing yourself to move freely and be comfortable in your body. And once you're through that program, you can join our Acting 101, 201, or 301. So those are classes. Of course, you can join anytime. You don't have to wait until you're, you don't have to go through the whole series of classes in order to join. You can jump in anytime.
Really?
So our Acting 101 is for ages 7 through 9. And they use acting techniques that one of our instructors incorporates in the program, but they also focus on being comfortable with themselves, figuring out who they are, figuring out their own voice, their own priorities, learning about the world around them, and building that into their characters that they develop in class. So I mentioned this to you last week. Our acting program is a little bit different than what other programs focus on. Many programs not that there's anything wrong with that, they don't have time to build all the technique and all the educational aspect of acting, but many programs focus on just being on stage and remembering your lines and figuring out, just putting together a show. Our acting classes focus primarily on the acting technique and on building your confidence, helping you be comfortable on stage, so that once you're out there and you're saying those lines, they come out very naturally. They come out as if, you are that person. You've become that character. So there are many, many layers that go into this, and our teachers are brilliant in just helping their students relax, teaching them improv, teaching them proper diction, teaching them, again, how to be creative, how to think out of the box, how to add some lines to the character and just think on their feet.
Yeah, well, last week you even said it was kind of funny because I thought about this again too during the week. Yeah, you had me thinking. You said something about like when they can learn how to be themselves, they're better actors, like as you were describing. And you were also saying that sometimes, like if they don't get that training, they're more memorizing the lines, thinking about the costume. Which, I mean, that's I learned a lot by you saying that last week, because I don't walk around thinking about this stuff, but I was thinking about it because I was like, what an opportunity again for kids. And I'm telling everybody out there, this is Raising Conscious Kids show, and I just regret that I didn't have I didn't know this for my kids, because if you're out there listening, you need to take advantage of this opportunity and get in touch with them, especially if you're right here in Hunterdon County. It's the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, because you're giving such an advantage to these kids, you know.
Yes, I think it helps them. It will help them tremendously with public speaking, and just even
that's another part of it. Yeah, you're talking about.
The other part is also that we're teaching them that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be who you are. You don't have to fit in. You don't have to be like everybody else. Your talent is unique and very different from what your peers have to offer. So we try to incorporate all that in our classroom. It's really a wonderful, creative, safe space for them to explore their creativity and their ideas. So I think at this day and age, I think it's very important to give our young students a voice, to tell them it's okay to have an idea. It's okay to be who you are, and nobody else can be that. When you're on stage and you're saying your lines, nobody else in the world will say them the way you are saying them. So that's important, I think.
I think it's totally important, and I also think it goes back to what you were saying kind of about the way people learn now. You were talking about just the teachers having to think about teaching and being open to the children being different. I could tell you, I think when I go back in my head to being taught, we weren't really told to express our individuality. It was kind of like, here's how you got to learn, and this is what you've got to learn, and then you're out the door. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now it's so different. And so, you know, you're helping at such a, you know, these kids become individuals and let them find what they do like to do and what they do want to do.
Yeah.
And then they can have their life enjoying it instead of just, you know, people are constantly saying, I wish I liked what I do.
Of course.
And sometimes they don't even think they know what they do that they like.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
where, you know, that's really important.
Yes. Well, we try to balance as a business and as an educational program. We try to balance the logistics and techniques with creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, any business owner will tell you that it's important to run a tight ship when it comes to finances and, you know, the tools that you use behind the scenes, so that when your customers come in, it all looks effortless and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing goes for education. Teachers that I train and hire have to have a degree in what they teach. So there's a lot of training that goes into what they do. We shouldn't be dismissing the education that you and I went through, where there were rules to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are rules to follow,
mm-hmm.
and you can't just sing any way you like and damage your vocal cords.
Sure.
So there are rules to follow, but then in addition to that, there's plenty of room for your creativity and your view of what you're learning about. So our teachers are very careful in making sure that you get the best foundation possible, and then you build on that. I mentioned, again, in our conversation last week, that if you decide to be a music major at age 18, it's possible, but it's going to be very hard. So we train you from day one as if you are going to be a professional musician. We teach you the proper way, the proper technique. So, and then it's up to you whether or not you want to do that professionally or you just want to do it for your own enjoyment. But it's important to do both, to teach the right way, to give you the tools that you need in order to succeed, in order for you to be able to add that touch of talent and creativity, because you can't just be creative. It only takes you so far. You
right.
have to have the foundation. On.
Well, I love it all. I love the discipline and everything you were talking about, even, you know. It's 11:55 already. It's 11:56. So I only have like 1 minute left, and then I'm going to let you just tell everybody out there, again, how to get in touch with you and if there's anything you want people to know about being on the fence about it or anything like that. But I do want everybody to know that I made this executive decision just about 5 minutes ago. It's 11:56 on January 18th, and normally my Talented People show goes 3 to 4. But today I'm going to rerun last week's conversation with Valentina's Joe Tobik. our conversation that was when we first met, so that you can hear more about what we were talking about last week, since there's so much to talk about, and you might find some value in learning a little bit more about her and some of the philosophies that she has. Again, this is Raising Conscious Kids, so if you want to listen to more, 3 to 4 today, talented people will have her back on from last week's episode. So why don't you tell us anything else you'd like everybody else to know, and thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I guess my message to everybody would be to incorporate performing arts education in your life, in your child's life, even if it's just a half an hour a week, even if it just means listening to music at home, or ideally participating in classes and programs, singing in a church choir or school choir, or being part of a program such as ours. So anything you can do makes a difference for your child and for their development and for your own well-being if you can find a little room for music or acting in your life. So anything you can do counts. It doesn't have to be super elaborate. It's important to live and enjoy the arts in any way you can.
Right. And you mentioned also about even if, you know, you work and you get home at night, you just want to play guitar for a little bit, or if you've got your baby there, you got to get your baby over to that program over there at the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. I'm so, like, into it. So, again, I'm Jeannie Murphy filling in for Kim Pramatic. This was Valentina Jotovic speaking about the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. And, again, I'll remind everyone she's the winner of the 2016 Entrepreneur of the Year by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Amazing accomplishment. And then two additional awards recently from Hunterdon Happenings. One is that she's named one of the top 10 movers and shakers, and also they have the best music education program. So we're signing off now. Again, hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening in. And don't forget to listen back at 3 o'clock to Talented People. Thanks for making our show number one. Have a great day. Thank you, Valentina.
Thank you, Jeannie.
All right. Take care. You guys have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is treason, espionage at the highest level.
And that's why Senate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia says of the president's decision to commute the prison sentence of leaker Chelsea Manning.
I think he's dead wrong. Absolutely dead wrong.
Manning had been sentenced to 35 years in prison for leaking sensitive intelligence information. Obama's order will have her released in May. Expect him to be grilled about it during his final White House news conference today. Meanwhile, as correspondent Sharon Reed reports...
entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is sounding off on the arrest of 2 refugees from the Middle East on terror charges. Here's USA's Joe Gomez.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says the arrests of 2 Middle Eastern refugees on separate terrorism-related charges in Sacramento and Houston should be a...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Former President George H.W. Bush in intensive care. Here's correspondent Phil Nash.
Former President George H.W. Bush is in intensive care after being hospitalized Saturday. A statement says he was admitted to the ICU at Houston Methodist Hospital because of an acute respiratory problem stemming from pneumonia. He's resting comfortably. His wife, Barbara Bush, was also admitted to the hospital after suffering fatigue and coughing.
USA Radio News will stay on top of the story. The White House now attacking Republicans critical of their decision to give a commutation to the sentence of leaker Chelsea Manning. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest on CBS this morning.
The thing that I think is outrageous is for Republicans to say that somehow Chelsea Manning deserves a more serious punishment because of her collusion with WikiLeaks and its damage to the country when they endorse.